WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been nearly 9 months since former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace was able to block personnel records critical of his job performance. Wallace has received another 2 months to keep private what the Texas Attorney General's office previously ruled could be released. According to online records from Travis County District Court, a hearing scheduled for next Monday has been rescheduled to December 7th. A Bryan man who stayed out of jail after he was convicted of drunk driving for the sixth time last year is back behind bars.
61-year-old Mickey Chambers is accused of violating 8 conditions of community supervision. One of those conditions accuses Chambers of failing to use his vehicle's ignition interlock device 32 times between March and June of this year. He's also accused of failing to complete recommended treatment and not performing 100 hours of community service. Chambers pleaded guilty in August of last year to drunk driving in December 2015 in Bryan. According to his arrest report, his prior convictions included 2 more in Bryan, some more in Robertson County, 1 in Houston, and in Del Rio. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has filed a motion calling on Chambers to serve a 10-year prison term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Sheriff's Office was tipped off to an inmate attempting to escape by getting on a computer to lower his bond. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 25-year-old Peter Olson of Bryan got access to the computer while a detention officer was doing routine business.
Passing medications, was distracted, and was able to sneak up onto the platform where the officer station is and make those adjustments.
The sheriff says they confirmed on surveillance video a tip they received that Olson watched what a detention officer typed into a computer that no one knew had the ability to change jail records.
We have, with the help of our IT director, closed down the opportunities for anybody to make an edit of any of those records if they don't have the specific duty to do so.
Olson has been in jail since February of last year on bonds totaling $965,000. On charges of 6 armed robberies and 4 aggravated assaults. Bonds on the new charges related to the attempted escape have not been set. Texas A&M's Health Science Center is expanding in Houston. That's after the Board of Regents held a special meeting yesterday and approved the purchase of an 18-story building on 5.5 acres of land. No purchase price was announced of the property, which will house what the system calls an engineering medical school option, employing what is described as transformational technology for healthcare. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam at bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. Morning at 6:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds are going to be with us throughout the day. There's also the potential for scattered showers or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We've got frontal systems slowly pushing off to our south and east. 83 to 88 today. Lots of clouds. The risk of a shower storm overnight, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, maybe a shower in the morning, then partly to mostly cloudy and 80 to 85. Partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Partial sunshine Saturday, highs 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a strength for Fighting Texas Aggie football this season has been the running game. Now, the Aggs sport a whole stable of running backs, and senior Keith Ford says he doesn't mind sharing the touches.
I want to see everybody playing it because I think we're the best group, the best core of the offense.
Hear a little bit more from Keith here in just a little bit. Also, Rick Pitino's time at Louisville very well may be done. At least all signs are pointing to that. Of course, a federal investigation amid college basketball finding lots of scandals. Louisville also named in that. You can hear a little bit from interim president Greg Postal here in just a little bit as well. And we're talking Astros and Rangers. They didn't kick off. They wrapped up their Lone Star Series yesterday afternoon. All that and more coming up in sports.
So the president went postal.
Yeah.
Hey.
I see you're already on your A game,
Scott. Humor there. Okay. All right. So the mayor of Salem, Virginia, Randy Foley, like we care, was arrested and charged with public intoxication by a Roanoke College campus security person over the weekend.
Okay.
Arrest happened at 2:50 in the morning. Which, once again, proves nothing good ever happens between 2 and 4 in the morning.
No.
In the statement, Mayor Foley, who was in his third term on city council, said that he had been out at a friend's house that night and was stopped while walking through the college campus on his way home. He apologized to the community and to his family. He said, after an evening at a friend's house celebrating my alma mater's football win and other events, I realized that I should not drive home from the gathering, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I chose to walk home, took the shortest route, which goes right through the Roanoke College campus.
Do the watermelon crawl.
There you go. Yeah. While walking, he says, through campus, I encountered a Roanoke College security officer who was doing his job. I deeply regret my decisions that evening and profusely apologized to family and friends, city council colleagues, and the citizens.
See, you should have done the Dustin Hoffman Midnight Cowboy. I'm walking here!
Yeah!
I'm walking here!
Public intoxication is a misdemeanor offense. Mr. Foley, citing a desire to not distract from city business, excused himself from Monday's council meeting. I guess, here citizens, they were going to rail on him for that.
Drunk so, in public.
But, you know, I don't really have a problem with that.
Agreed.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
How many people do you see at Northgate who are walking to carpool?
Yeah.
Who are wobbling and weaving and all sorts of other things? You know, Scott?
No, I haven't done that, but
yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, whenever all your nights spent on Northgate.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, and I have cut through campus before. A lot of people do after Northgate and then getting to wherever they're going.
Yeah, especially on game day.
Yep. That's what comes to mind.
So we'll see what happens. And again, the overzealousness of educational, not now. Now they need to be real police officers
they do.
Over there.
Absolutely.
But when
they
I went there, I mean, we called them
You're
KKs.
Right. Oh, and we felt the same way when I was, at Blinn.
No, now it's a little. Now it is a little bit different. It does. Yeah. It does appear that they need to be real cops because we got real criminals. So a Mesa County Sheriff's deputy was driving on 29 Road, we all know where that is, on Saturday afternoon with his window down when he smelled something unusual.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, that's right. The deputy officer, who was not working with the Western Colorado Drug Task Force, did pull in behind the moving truck with the Indiana plates. From inside his own vehicle, he caught the whiff of the fresh marijuana,
marijuana
that was being sucked out of the smell of the truck up in front of him. So he pulls over the driver on a speeding violation. Okay, he's already smelled dope, okay?
Right.
That's the first problem. Then the Mozon decides to speed on top of that. The deputy approached the truck and found the smell, in quote, overwhelming.
Ooh.
The 53-year-old driver... spoke Mandarin, and so there was a little bit of a little problem there. And
miscommunication.
Wait, Mandarin, exactly. Mandarin was his original language, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't
right. Like
he was an American who could speak Mandarin.
No, he was
that's
like,
impressive.
Yeah, exactly. He was not from around here, as they say. And so he did address the Mandarin speaker and said, "Have you been smoking marijuana?" And the guy said, "Yes, just a little." When the deputy asked to see, he opened up the overhead door, and he said, here's what I have. And he said, can I just throw it away? He said, well, let me see what you're carrying in the back. And they go back, and there's black plastic sacks, 87 trash bags with 3,100 pounds of marijuana.
Intent to distribute.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Carrie, go ahead and carry a ton and a half of marijuana with you.
Wow.
And smoke it up while you're driving.
Yeah, see, that's just dumb. Yes. That's not a good drug dealer decision.
No. And exceed the speed limit so you'll get stopped. Yay.
Info.
Mation.
But again, I guess he's not from around here. He doesn't understand.
I wonder how his car's shocks were after that, carrying that much weight. You would think he'd be low riding in the back, right?
Well, it was a Penske truck he had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, he goes ahead.
I need a real tow truck for this.
Exactly. Let me have a truck that I can 3, carry.
3,100 yeah.
pounds of marijuana. Nice job.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners. This forum is designed to give entrepreneurs and small businesses valuable tools, skills, and knowledge needed to thrive in today's economy. Instructive seminars and expert speakers will offer vital information on both public and private resources. Investment is $50. Log on to researchvalley.org.
You're invited to the 22nd annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 14th at Silver Horse Ranch from 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Rich O'Toole. A tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society. Save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 22nd annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Silver Horse Ranch. Go to BrazosCattleBaronsBall.org for more info.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW 617. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, so here we go. It's the 28th of
Where
September.
The heck did September go?
Yeah, I know. We're about to be in October. I mean,
yeah.
The month Halloween. Of Halloween. Yes,
holidays
right.
are upon us.
Yeah, day 271. Spice. We only got 94 of them to go. Pumpkin
wow.
spice.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Let's... You know, one of these days they'll come out with pumpkin spice shaving cream for guys who
yeah.
just have to start the morning smelling
just,
pumpkin spice.
Or you can just, like, lick it off your lip a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, that'd be uh-huh. wonderful. Yeah.
Maybe it's edible.
Yeah. Today, of course, we all know it, but we'll share it with the audience. It's a fish tank floor show day.
Right, oh. of course.
I don't know what that means.
Fish tank, well, you got floor shows, much like you have with, car shows
yeah.
and things like that, but it's with fish tanks.
Okay, all right.
I'm assuming.
I guess.
Know.
Well,
I've never been to
Zach
one.
Sounded like an expert
I
on
know.
That for a minute.
I went to the website and it said start to download. That's when you decide, no, I don't think there's any reason I need to do that. I don't know what it means, or there's no reason to be there.
Got to explain that one later.
That's right. It's strawberry cream pie day.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I guess it's around. You don't,
sure.
I don't know that you see it a whole lot. It's an International Right to Know Day. You know,
okay.
sometimes it's not.
Correct.
Okay? I know you want to say it's my right to know.
But it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, no reason
Mm-mm.
to. It's Good Neighbor Day.
Okay.
Right.
Well, do that. Be one.
Yep, that's right. And maybe the bestest of all, if you choose to celebrate it today, is Drink Beer Day.
Woohoo. Again, I feel like we have these once a week.
Is there any reason not to? See,
sure.
that's what I mean. The beer people go, let's find one more reason to say that we can celebrate.
Exactly.
In the middle of the week.
Just once a week.
Yeah.
You know, at Texas Reds this weekend, I tried a few new beers.
Did you?
Yeah. There were some pretty good ones
okay.
out there.
Okay. And that's, you know, that's the thing is there are a whole bunch of choices out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I'm not sure. I can't get down with the chocolate beer thing.
Yeah,
and the coffee
oh, yeah.
beer thing
yeah.
and all that stuff.
I mean, I've had Blackwater Draw's Contract Killer, which is their coffee porter, and it's good, but it kind of tastes like, you know, feels like mud. I yeah. mean, it's
see,
real thick.
And see, the thing is, I don't like coffee, but I do like that beer.
Yeah.
Really?
It's
yeah,
tasty.
Because I've helped out with the Zone, and we've done we have
stuff
giveaways.
There.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
giveaways to go to Blackwater Draw and take a tour, and I've learned a lot about beer just taking the tours, and well, it's interesting to me, but their stout does kind of taste a little coffee-ish, but
mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
It is good, but you can have, like, one glass.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, that's kind of fun if you want to learn about that, and
yeah.
then it does give you a chance to open up, and if you don't want to do any of the mass brands, and that certainly changed the way that I chose beer to drink.
Mm-hmm. Just like I didn't
definitely.
Know what an Indian Pale Ale was.
Yeah. Oh,
how
IPA.
It,
I love IPAs.
Well, I didn't know how it came about.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I don't know. How did it come about?
So the way that it was is back in the day, of course, India was a British colony.
It was.
It was colonized by Britain, part of the empire, and they would send soldiers over, and they would send beer to the soldiers.
Ah.
Well, the beer, by the time it got to the soldiers, was so diluted, I guess, they decided to pump it up a little bit and add a bunch of hops to it.
Okay.
So that way, by the time that it got to them, they could add water, and then they would have beer.
Oh, very good.
Well,
the
thing was, the soldiers didn't add the water. They just drank it right when it got there. And they liked it.
The
and
extra
so
hops.
Whenever they went back to England, they said, hey, we want some of the beer that we were getting in India.
Uh-huh.
And so thus the brewery started making it, and Indian Pale Ale was born.
So it's kind of like an orange juice concentrate.
Yeah.
Well, then we've told a real quick story that in Iceland, the residents of Iceland could not buy beer. It was just against the law.
Oh, I thought it was just frozen.
No. Then, but just back during World War II, and the British army needed to get to Iceland because they felt like it was an important place to be to, I guess, for ships that might be trying to cross the Atlantic or whatever. But anyhow, they stationed British soldiers in Iceland, and they provided them with beer. Well, clearly that made the residents angry, going, well, why do they get to drink beer and we don't? And they said, because they're British. They go, well, then they can't stay here anymore. And so they changed the law. And so, but up until then, World War II, Iceland, the people could not even drink beer.
Right, that's crazy. Another reason I absolutely love our listeners, someone just sent us a link via text line, and it is for pumpkin spice artisan shave soap.
Are you serious?
Swear. Zach, go to the text line and look. It's called Sterling Soap Company.
Okay.
And it's a small batch artisan shave soap. It's made with tallow, lanolin, and shea butter. And it's pumpkin spice.
Only $13 for a 5.8-ounce jar.
The first ingredient is beef tallow.
Well, which is good. That probably works. Probably helps soften your skin.
I saw a picture of the inside.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look great.
Pork.
It does look like pulled pork.
It literally looks like pulled pork.
I think it's just the way that the texture looks.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for sharing. We really appreciate that.
I was on board until I saw the inside of it.
Well, I'm sure when you like rub it together, though, it, you know.
Well, here's the deal. Probably it was shaving soap that smelled like beef tallow, and they said we need to cover that up, so let's find some other annoying smell, and we'll put pumpkin spice in there.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, listener. We appreciate that. All right, we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Frankie Jonas is turning 17. He's a little bro of the Jonas Brothers.
Right.
He got popped for weed in Nashville last year.
Oh, man.
At 16, man.
Hey, man.
Kids these days. Hillary Duff turning 30.
Oh,
how old does that make
gosh.
You feel, Chelsea? Lizzie
McGuire. Well, it makes me feel
30,
Zach.
Yeah,
that's how old I almost am.
And apparently she's on a show for TV Land, so now all of a sudden link folks get TV Land again, so you can watch it.
I wanted to be Lizzie McGuire so badly.
So badly. That was you. Okay.
Yep.
St. Vincent is turning 35. No, it's not a place. It's a person.
Okay.
And Erin Clark, who is from the Dallas area, but she won the Grammy for Best Alternative Rock Album in 2015. Mm-hmm. I was going to play her music, but it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of depressing in some way. So
we don't want to start on a sad note.
Bam Margera is turning 38. Margera, depending on how you pronounce that.
Okay.
Of course, he was on Jackass, was a skateboarder. Viva La Bam, stuff, MTV. Karen Fairchild turning 48. She's in Little Big Town.
Oh, yeah?
The country country music, which I'm a big fan of the blonde there. I like her hair. She's
So she's not the blonde? She's
no,
the brunette.
She's the brunette.
Okay.
She's the brunette. Naomi Watts, she is blonde. She's turning 49.
Oh, okay.
She was on The Ring, Divergent.
Mm-hmm.
She was King Kong, the one that Peter Jackson made.
Married to Liev Schreiber for a while.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. All right. He's Canadian.
Uh-huh.
Kerry Otis, am I pronouncing that right? 49?
Sure.
She was in a movie with Mickey Rourke.
Okay.
Apparently they used to date, so back in the day.
Right.
Mira Sorvino is turning 50.
5-0.
Yeah, so she was in House, Mighty Aphrodite, Woody Allen's movie.
Yeah, Mighty Aphrodite.
Yeah, she was a prostitute there.
Okay.
Moon Unit Zappa is turning 50.
Right.
Now, for those who might not know, she had a hit back in the early 80s, Valley Girl.
Wow.
So, in the song,
that's
obviously not her singing.
No. It's not.
So in the song, she just sits there and basically does like a monologue about talking like she's from the Valley.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh my
sure.
gosh, like Pharrell, okay. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like pretty much the entire thing is like that. It's 5 minutes worth.
Oh.
And it's got two parts, by the way. So the first part is only $450. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Janine Garofalo is turning 53. I've never thought she was funny. She has kind of like that depressed.
Yes, she does.
You know, like dark humor.
A little edgy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so yeah. I never thought she was all that funny.
Sure.
But anyways, Jeffrey Jones turning 71. He played Dean Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So and he was, played the newspaper editor in Deadwood.
Yeah,
right?
Deadwood, mm-hmm. for those who like that. He was also in Sleepy Hollow, and he was in Beetlejuice, right?
Yes.
He was the dad in Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. And Brigitte Bardot is turning 83 today.
Whoa.
So there you go. She does not look like she used to, but no. Who does?
That's right. NFL Hall of Famer Steve Largent, too, 63 today. Yeah. All right, that's 625.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So once again, elitist Trump-hating leftists over at Conspiracy Theory TV, MSNBC, well, they showed their true colors on Tuesday night. So after Judge Roy Moore won the Alabama Senate primary, well, you had one of their hosts over there cut away from the candidate's victory speech because guess what? He mentioned God too much. In his speech, Moore said, "We are one nation under God. We're all created in the image of God." And then eventually, well, the NBC host cut in and said, "Okay, we're going to come back into the studio for this conversation. And what I've been told by the control room is that he's been speaking about God. We can't listen to God talk all day. I mean, what are they thinking here?" Isn't it that kind of snarky, elitist attitude, out of touch? Didn't that kind of help President Trump catapult him into office?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. So one of our longtime sponsors, Blinds.com, you know, their headquarters in Houston, Texas. Now, even though their city was impacted by Hurricane Harvey, they're up and running. And now through September the 30th, get free cordless on select products at Blinds.com. Just enter the promo code Hannity. Buy one blind, get the second 50% off. That's free cordless on select products at Blinds.com. And when you buy one blind, you get the second 50% off just by using the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
In 1983, Epicure's Catering started designing special events and exceptional experiences. With Epicure's Catering, your menu options are limitless, and your meal will be perfect. Epicure's caters all kinds and all sizes of events, anything and everything. Epicure's offers a full bar service, delivery service, staffing, and tastings for your event. Epicure's Catering. Reach us at 979-695-0985. That's 979-695-0985. Epicure's Catering, where imagination meets reality.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning, it's 628, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hey, look at this, 40% chance of showers today and tonight. There is some stuff kind of up around between West and Corsicana, and it's just a small amount of showers right now, and there's some down around San Antonio, but as things warm up today, chances may get a little bit better. The other thing that's going to be kind of nice is we're going to have the wind shifted around. They're going to be out of the north today. We have north winds right now, so it's helping out to make it pleasant. Chances of showers continuing 30% tonight and then 30% on Friday, and high temperatures probably in the upper 80s. And again, lows will be pretty nice, 66 tomorrow night, 64 on Saturday night, and about the same thing on Sunday. Currently, We have overcast skies, and it's 76.
Jennifer Kishinka with your Money Now. Small business advocates are split over the draft of the new Republican tax plan. The National Federation of Independent Business is praising the proposal to tax business income at 20%. And the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council say the plan would simplify business taxes, encourage business investment, and increase owners' confidence. But the small business majority says the plan wouldn't help most small companies, and the current top rate is paid by less than 2% of those businesses. The House and Senate Intelligence Committees are inviting tech giants Facebook, Twitter, and Alphabet, the parent company of Google, to appear for public hearings as part of their investigation into Russia's interference in the presidential election. The House Intelligence Committee is planning to hold a hearing in October, and the Senate Intelligence Committee has invited witnesses to appear November 1st. Today, Twitter is scheduled to hold closed-door staff briefings with both panels. On Wall Street, futures slightly lower after stocks closed higher yesterday. That's your Money Now.
If only we were born knowing how to plan for life's big expenses. Brought to you by TIAA.
Saving is absolutely key.
What happens if you want to buy a house? That can be a big chunk of change.
Good thing we're thinking about it now.
Inspection fees, closing costs, escrow.
When I'm eyeing that mid-century modern, I want to strike while the iron's hot.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County jail inmate held for more than a year and a half on charges of 6 armed robberies and 4 aggravated assaults is now accused of trying to escape by manipulating online records. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 25-year-old Peter Olson O'Brien was able to memorize what detention officers typed on a computer keyboard to gain access to bond records. And Olson monitored when detention officers were away from the computer, so he was able to change his bond, which before the new charges totaled $965,000.
We have it on video. He did it two different occasions and was able to adjust his bonds basically down to about 10% of the value that was already posted.
The sheriff says changes have been made on what can be done on computers located in areas with inmates.
In this particular case, a handful of our officers had what would be administrative rights, allowing them to change things. None of them have that responsibility. None of them knew they had the capabilities. It was just by accident, in this case, that Peter Olson was able to open up those records and discover that he could edit them.
The sheriff says they were tipped off to what Olson was doing. Kirk also says a detention officer received disciplinary action for not locking the computer while they were away doing other duties. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace gets another 2 months to block records that are critical of his job performance. According to online records from Travis County District Court, Wallace's hearing seeking a permanent injunction that was supposed to be held next Monday has been pushed back to December 7th. Some of the documents were leaked from an unrevealed source in June. Wallace has been able to protect the remainder since shortly after filing his lawsuit last January against the Attorney General's office, which ruled the records could be released. There is a new development in the punishment of a Bryan man who last August admitted to drunk driving for the sixth time as part of a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
61-year-old Mickey Chambers, who was placed on 5 years of community supervision instead of serving 10 years in prison, is back in jail. Chambers is accused of violating 8 conditions of his community supervision agreement. Among the allegations are driving a vehicle without an ignition interlock, driving his vehicle 32 times in a 3-month period without using the interlock device, failing to be tested for alcohol and drugs, failing to complete treatment, and failing to perform 100 hours of community service. This plea agreement with prosecutors followed an arrest in Bryan in December of 2015. According to the arrest report, Chambers has two other DWI convictions in Bryan, along with one in Robertson County, one in Val Verde County, west of San Antonio, and one in Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents have approved the purchase of an 18-story building on 5.5 acres of land in Houston. The building is across the street from the Texas Medical Center and adjacent to the A&M Health Science Center's Institute of Biosciences and Technology. A purchase price was not disclosed. According to the system, the property will house a doctor training program with Houston Methodist Hospital. Sonic says there's been some unusual activity on credit cards used at some of its 3,500 restaurants. What the publication Krebs on Security called a potential breach, Sonic did not disclose how many credit cards were potentially involved or when the incident took place. Sonic's credit card processor notified the fast food chain last week and have brought in third-party forensic experts and law enforcement officials. Northeast of Nacogdoches, 5 children have been removed from a home after 2 of the kids were found eating paint and all were living in miserable conditions. The Nacogdoches County Sheriff's Office arrested the 28-year-old mother after deputies and EMTs responded to the home in Garrison. Deputies found human waste on beds, walls, and floors throughout the home and sinks so clogged that there was no way the children, from infant through 6 years old, could be bathed. Republican lawmakers in Washington are hailing the introduction of tax reform legislation. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, chairs the House Ways and Means Committee.
9 out of 10 Americans will be able to file their taxes using a simple postcard-style system.
Comments from Brady at a news conference introducing the president's tax reform plan were provided by his office. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says tax reform will encourage economic investment and innovation for American small businesses and industry, which will spur opportunity and improve global competitiveness. We'll hear more from Congressman Flores later this morning on our show. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. You can be part of the show. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Go now to BrazosFootball.com to make your picks in the weekly high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving. Pick 10 games each week, including College Station High, Rudder, Bryan High, and A&M Consolidated. Win prizes weekly or $500 plus a Safeway Driving package as the grand champion. The high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving and thanks to Prosperity Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Vista College, and Atkinson Toyota. Make your picks every week at BrazosFootball.com.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save over $14,000 on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $14,100 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings including factory incentives of $8,500 and $3,600 dealer discount. 1,000 owner loyalty and 1,000 incremental cash. Stock number 6382. See dealer for details.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Hey, good morning, 6:39. Let's do some weather. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We have a cold front in our vicinity this morning, and that'll lead to clouds, could lead to a few showers or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. Temperatures 83 to 88 this afternoon. There's a chance of some showers and storms into tonight, lows 65 to 70. Maybe a leftover shower tomorrow morning, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, 80 to 85 tomorrow. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65. Sunshine and time for the weekend, Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports here in just a little bit, we're talking fighting Texas Aggie football, which is on a three-game win streak.
Whoop.
I thought you said woo.
Whoop.
Well, that was a pretty sad whoop there, Scott.
Whoop.
But either way, they're on a three-game win streak, and a big reason
for that.
It's
a pretty sad win streak.
It is a win streak,
the reason why,
is because of the running game, and they've got a really good stable of running backs back there. They've had four players who have rushed for over 100 yards in a game this season, four different players. So we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as talking about Rick Pitino is in some hot water. Louisville is in hot water. Lots of coaches in men's basketball in the college game are in hot water. We'll talk about that, as well as the Rangers and the Astros played yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Same result. Astros just put a whooping on them. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, so they have a three-game winning streak. Is that correct?
A three-game winning streak.
If they get to a five-game winning streak, everybody in America will be talking about it.
Five-game winning streak, they'll have to beat Alabama. So
I know. That's what I say. Everybody in America would be talking about it.
As well as they should if they beat Alabama.
That's right. I know you don't want to look ahead, but...
But, you know, we were talking about this, Travis Brown and I from over at the Eagle... do a weekly podcast. It's actually on WTAW.com if you'd like to check it out, Aggie Nation podcast.
Okay. Shameless plug.
We visited with Jay Arnold yesterday, former defensive lineman for Texas A&M. But, you know, we got to talking A&M very well if they do get a win this week, which who knows? You never know because it seems like one that on paper they should win, but they never seem to pull those out. But if they do win this week, they'll be 4-1. Going in the game against Bama.
Sure.
And look, if you end up coming short to Bama, you hate
to say
it.
There's a chance.
But no shame in that. Then you'll be 4-2.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be as bad as everybody thinks. But again, you got to get past South Carolina this week. That's a big game.
Yeah, definitely.
It's big.
I read somewhere, like on Twitter, so it must be true.
Gotta be.
This will be the first time in like 20 years that Texas A&M has played two home night games in a row.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. I know it's the first time they've ever played Bama at night.
Like 2 weeks in a row.
Right. Yeah. No, I
2 weeks in a row, both at home, both under the lights. It's been the first time.
And 6:15, which is a kind of a weird start time.
20 years. Yeah, I see that. Because I'm thinking back in the day when we were the Southwest Conference, they would kind of set it up so there'd be some afternoon games, but there'd be some night games. And I knew a lot of people who would see two Southwest Conference games in a day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could have a game in Houston or Waco or Austin and still come to College Station or turn it around and go the other way. I mean, so as long as you took SMU, TCU, Tech, and Arkansas out of it, I mean, among those schools right there, you really could pretty easily see two games.
Right.
Yeah. So, but now you couldn't because they're too dang long.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the good
stuff.
News about that Alabama game is it is not being covered by the CBSs. Usually they're the longest games because they take the most commercials.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what they do.
Of course, we take the same commercial break no matter what right here on WTAW.
We do. All right, so what's the name of your cast again? You get to plug it one more time.
My Aggie Nation podcast, and it's on WTAW.
Now you can never mention it again.
That's right. Okay, sorry.
I'm kidding.
The rest of time, yeah. All right, so we'll talk to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes. And the president has moved on from health care because, once again, the Republicans have not been able to put together enough votes to pass it. So there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be angry at Republicans. And I can assure you that the congressman will say today it's not our fault in the House because we've done our job. And I will say to him, guess what? It doesn't matter.
Right.
People are still going to be mad at Republicans. And there are enough people who don't understand who do vote who may think that John Cornyn is a congressman. I mean, or Ted Cruz is a congressman. They don't have any idea. They want to know
they
why
they just know don't... it's not getting done.
That's right. They want to vote for Sheila Jackson Lee as their senator, but and you're right. They just want it done. They don't care about the details of actually how government works. Just do that for us.
Well, okay? If you want to get health care change, you probably shouldn't be voting for Sheila Jackson
Lee.
Well,
that's probably
saying.
True. Just but then there are a lot of people who don't know any better about that, too. Yeah. Mr. Trump went on the road yesterday to try to sell his tax plan. He was in Indiana, and he spoke to those folks.
Saying it's time to fight for American workers, President Trump unveiled his tax plan in Indiana yesterday.
We want tax reform that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, tax reform that is pro-American.
The plan lowers the corporate tax rate to 20%, eliminates the death tax, and reduces personal tax brackets from 7 to 3, with proposed tax rates of 12%, 25%, and 35%. The proposal also nearly doubles the standard deduction to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for families. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Okay, that's a flyover story. I mean, that's a 30-second summation, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of good points in there. There really are. I mean, understand, you earn money all your life, and you get taxed for it, most of it, and then you die, and they tax you again. So, see, that's not fair, especially if you make enough money that you're going to pass some on to your kids. Why should your kids have to pay a tax on that? I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know, Scott.
It's just not good.
It's anyway, not right.
And I like the idea that we got three tax rates. Just make it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
You're either a 12, a 25, or a 35. That's mm-hmm. it. And the highest rate right now is right at 40%. So you lowered for them. That's true. But you've also got a 12% in there. It's
I'm a big fan of the flat tax, you know?
Yep, you're right.
To me, it sure. just makes too much sense. And apparently it makes too much sense for people to implement it.
Yep. Well, there's a whole bunch of things like that that seems too difficult. For instance, you know, paying a tax on your purchases that you make on Amazon and things like that. There are a lot of cases where you don't pay taxes on that. Well, you know, for local businesses who lose business to Amazon because there's not a sales tax on the Amazon stuff and there is on yours here at home, that's not good for our local economy.
Right.
No.
I mean, Amazon's a wonderful company. Glad they're here. Glad they can help people out. But you put your brick and mortars, and they're the ones who employ people, at a distinct disadvantage. But somehow or other, Congress says, no, it's too complicated. We can't figure that mm-hmm. out. Yeah, all right.
Fine. Okay.
That's great. Got that. And looking to see if any... Oh, you know, now they're upset about, apparently, a lot of the Corps of Engineers did a lot of work in Houston in the 1940s, and now they're talking about, well, they weren't able to hold back the floodwaters that they had in Houston.
Mm. Nice okay. going, Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, well, again, you know, it was 50 inches of rain, all right? That's not going to happen a lot of times. And I was talking to somebody yesterday. If you want to build a city that can withstand 50 inches of rain, then you're not going to be able to afford to live there. I mean, it's just going to cost too much.
Yeah.
There are
right.
going to be floods. Those things are going to happen. You want to minimize it as much as you can.
Right.
But we're going to be analyzing that probably forever and
for
ever.
For a long time.
Because mm-hmm. it costs people so much money.
And, I mean, since the 40s, I'm sure nothing could have been done.
No. No,
between
not at
then
all.
And now.
Couldn't have changed because we built it. It's good. We'll just leave it the way it is. All right. Once again, the congressman will be with us in a little more than half an hour.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 30th, learn about livestock scales. Weighing livestock can help you make better management decisions in your operation. This class will help you discover the many benefits. And it's happening this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
No gardener likes to see the end of the growing season, but we're just a couple of months from that fateful first freeze, less than that in parts of Texas. Inevitably, there are more plants than there are places to put them. Something has to go, and it's your job to determine which plants are hauled inside for the winter and which are left outdoors to freeze. I'll be back with suggestions right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Your first criterion in determining which plants ought to be saved ought to be those plants that are irreplaceable and those plants which would be expensive to replace next growing season. Perhaps you've developed a collection of scented leaf geraniums or cutting-grown coleus that would be almost impossible to reassemble. Maybe you have several pots of especially nice tropical hibiscus, bromeliads, or succulents. Those are plants that get the first lifeboat indoors. At the other end of the spectrum would be inexpensive, quick-to-grow plants that are readily available every spring in Texas nurseries. Don't bother to save wax begonias, hybrid purslane, or impatiens. They're fussy, and they don't carry through the dark days of winter very well, and the plants never seem quite as vigorous as you'd expect the second time around. If you have large houseplants and hanging baskets that have been rejuvenating outdoors over the summer, get them inside before it starts to turn really cold. Some plants are damaged by temperatures well above freezing. Firebush, tropical hibiscus, bougainvilleas, dieffenbachias, Chinese evergreens all decline quickly when temperatures drop below 45 or 50 degrees. Don't leave them outside until the first freeze, or you're likely to have bare stems to bring back indoors for the winter. The most common question out of all of this is, can I put these plants in the garage when it's cold? And the bad news is that there's no clear-cut answer. If you're willing to shuttle them in and out of the garage, then you'll be fine, but that is a labor. Texas is comparatively warm many winter days. The farther south you go, the more that's true. You probably won't have more than 20 or 30 or 35 days and nights in which you'll need to leave the plants confined to the warmer quarters. Nonetheless, moving plants gets really old after a couple of months, and invariably you mess up, you get stuck at work, or something happens and your plants freeze. If you have unusual lantana, chenille plants, Joseph's coat, bloodleaf, coleus, geraniums, a lot of other plants, you can take cuttings. Look up online, see how cuttings are rooted and then potted up. Small plants are easier to save in the winter. Some plants that are sold and grown as annuals will come back the following after average or mild winters. That really depends on where you are in Texas, and I would really not count on things to come back. You can always buy new transplants. Caladiums, I don't believe you're going to be ahead by trying to save those tubers. People do it once, and they hate it. Bananas are perfectly capable of surviving most of Texas if you'll mulch them. Those are a few things. We're going to talk about bad things we do to good trees in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football is on a three-game winning streak, and a big reason for that has been the success of the Aggie running back attack. The Maroon and White have had four different players eclipse the 100-yard game mark this season, with Kendall Bussey finishing just shy with 99 against Nicholls State. Now, the veteran of the group, senior Keith Ford, says the group's hard work is paying off.
It's a blessing. I would never ask for anything better. You know, it's a tremendous group of guys in that meeting room, and I want to see everybody play because I think we're the best group, the best core of the offense. So, you know, I think highly of the younger guys in there. They're developing very fast.
Ford leads the team in rushing touchdowns with five and ranks second in yards with 243.
Meanwhile, sophomore Travion Williams has set the standard with 333 yards on the ground despite working around a bum ankle. And much like Ricky Bobby, Williams says he wants to go fast.
Coach Summon preaches about we play the way we play is the way we practice is the way we're going to play. And we have a deal here. It's Fast Friday. And on Friday, we play fast. We play as fast as we can play, and we can practice, and then we go out there and do fast things on Saturday.
We'll see how fast Travion and the guys are this Saturday when they welcome South Carolina to town. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. with broadcast right here on WTAW. Now, the Aggies won't be in action until Saturday, but the Texas Longhorns are on the field tonight, paying a visit to the Iowa State Cyclones. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock in Ames. Former Texas A&M baseball player and six-year softball coaching veteran Keith Stein has been named Aggie softball's new hitting coach. Stein returns to Aggieland from UTSA, where he was in his first season as an assistant coach for the Roadrunners. He also served as an assistant coach for Stephen F. Austin in 2017. The University of Louisville has placed head coach Rick Pitino and athletic director Tom Jurich on administrative leave amid a federal bribery investigation into college basketball. Jurich is on paid leave while Pitino is on unpaid leave. Louisville interim president Greg Postal spoke at a press conference yesterday.
While the investigation is continuing and no charges have been filed against the University of Louisville or any of its employees, the allegations are serious. It is vital for this university to strictly adhere to NCAA rules and, of course, federal law. Doing nothing would be a tacit endorsement of unethical and criminal behavior.
The audio is courtesy of the Courier-Journal. Pitino has served as the head coach of Louisville since 2001, where he's led the Cardinals to 18 NCAA appearances in the national championship in 2013. Now, it's just the latest black eye for Pitino and the program. They're in the middle of appealing NCAA sanctions following an embarrassing sex scandal that involved players and paid escorts. And out to the baseball diamond, where the Houston Astros and Texas Rangers closed out their Lone Star Series yesterday afternoon in Arlington.
0-1. And Springer hits this one high in the air and pretty deep to right center field. Going back on it is the shield. He is at the wall. He leaps, and that's gone! Grand slam for George Springer. And the Astros' lead is 9-2.
Robert Ford with the call on Astros radio. Springer smacked that grand salami in the sixth, and Carlos Correa went deep twice as the Astros rolled over the Rangers 12-2. Now, the victory capped off a series sweep for the Stros, who outscored Texas 37-7 in the three games. With the win, Houston improves to 98-60 on the year and moves to within a game of Cleveland for the best record in the American League. The Stros will head to Boston tonight to take on the Red Sox at 6:10. Meanwhile, the Rangers fall to 76-82 after being officially eliminated from postseason contention. They'll host the Oakland A's tonight at 7:05. And week four of the NFL season kicks off this evening with the Green Bay Packers playing host to the Chicago Bears. Things get underway at 7:25 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Maroon never looked so good. Maroon U is your ultimate stop for brand name apparel, gifts, and accessories for the entire family. From Columbia, Cutter & Buck, Adidas, 47 Brand, and our newest line, Vera Bradley, we're able to outfit you for every occasion. Visit our family of companies on Holloman Drive and College Station and take a peek of all of our new fall and football arrivals. Visit Maroon U today, voted best gift shop in the best of the Brazos since 2016. Maroon never looks so good with Maroon U.
If you're a contractor working in the Brazos Valley, ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack, can now make up to 1-inch four-wire hydraulic hoses. We also offer after-hours service. Please come see ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road for all your hydraulic hose needs. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911, 979-353-0911, or visit us at asapequip.com.
You know, we've been telling you that David Gardner started creating small videos that told the story of how he comes up with different designs in jewelry. It's something he's been doing for a long, long time as far as the designing is concerned. It's just now he kind of tells a story, and that makes it interesting so you can see what he was thinking about as he comes up with these designs. And again, he's been doing the designing for 30 years. The One in a Million collection is what he's got going right now that he wants to explain to you. It has to do with clovers. And it comes in three different sizes. There's pave, or you can put full-size diamonds if you want to in there. But most importantly, it's customized to make it yours, and it's a David Gardner creation. And that's what David does more and more, gives you an opportunity to see the creations. But now you go to his website, davidgardnersjewelers.com, and you can find the story of how it came to be. And don't forget the Born to Dare campaign from Tudor Watches. The Tudor Watches, they're made by the same folks who make Rolex watches. It's just they're not quite as expensive as they are. They're available for you, too, at David Gardner's. They're 911 University Drive.
In 1983, Epicure's Catering started designing special events and exceptional experiences. With Epicure's Catering, your menu options are limitless, and your meal will be perfect. Epicure's caters all kinds and all sizes of events, anything and everything. Epicure's offers a full bar service, delivery service, staffing, and tastings for your event. Epicure's Catering. Reach us at 979-695-0985. That's 979-695-0985. Epicure's Catering, where imagination meets reality.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Pottery Garden, where they turn pieces of pottery into a fountain. Pottery Garden offers everything that you need to do it yourself, or they can help you all the way to installation. Stop by Pottery Garden today. They're on North Avenue in the Garden District. Hey, look at this. Got a chance of some showers today. About a 40% chance of rain with a high temperature of 87 and winds out of the northeast, which will make it feel pretty good. 30% chance of rain tonight. It's 76 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.